Hi, folks. Doug McBurney here. Keeping Bob Enyart live on the radio is a labor of love that demands our attention every now and then. And now is that time, and he needs your help to stay on the radio for another year. Bob's presence on the mighty 50,000-watt KLT in Denver gives him the ability to promote godly ideas on the terrestrial airwaves. I'm asking you to call right now or go online to purchase any or all of Bob's eye-opening Christian resources available in written, audio, or video formats. Call 1-800-8-ENYART right now or go to kgov.com and come alongside Bob's vital ministry and keep Bob broadcasting for another year. That's 1-800-8-ENYART or go to kgov.com, kgov.com right now to give Bob the essential support that only you can offer.
Warning, warning, there's truth ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and I already have a book that's not coming out until next week. How did I get it, Wally? I'm so thrilled to have this book here. Ray Comfort has written the foreword to a book. I've been tracking it on Amazon for the last month, the pre-sales. It has been number one in children's and teens Christian books. It has pre-sold almost 5,000 copies. Let me read from Ray Comfort's foreword. By the way, the book is titled 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die. 40 things. Here's what Ray Comfort wrote. Nowadays, children can be swallowed into a whirlpool of filth in a matter of seconds, and our sinful natures don't resist. We drink iniquity like water. Without a solid biblical knowledge of God that produces a healthy fear of the Lord, this generation cannot survive. God bless Greg Jackson for his passion to see that children are trained up in the way they should go. Ray Comfort, author and co-host, The Way of the Master. Greg Jackson, what an honor to have you in studio. Welcome, Greg.
It's the honor's all mine. It's good to be back. It's been a while.
Wow. And such important words from Ray Comfort. Ray Comfort's one of our
huge
heroes.
Thrill.
We sell his videos, 180, his 180 video about, you know, the battle for the baby in the womb. And Greg, we've talked about you for years and before you were ever in Colorado. And you are the national best-selling author of Conservative Comebacks to Liberal Lives. You've got great books. You've been a radio talk show host. And now this book, it's becoming a bestseller. And when is it going to be released?
Well, it officially is going to be released next Tuesday, which is September 16th, and that's when it will ship. And as you've noted, we've already pre-sold almost 5,000 copies, which is pretty amazing. The publisher said they have rarely seen anything like it.
Well, it's in its second printing.
Already.
Already. Yeah.
So, you know, and I'm thrilled, too, because it was, you know, I wrote the book, just started out as a list that I wanted to pass on to my son, Jake, who's 9, who you know.
Yeah.
And this, I guess I started writing it when he was 7, so a couple of years ago. Mm-hmm. And it was just a list of things that, God forbid, if I died prematurely, that I would want him to know about life, about salvation.
Well,
about
what I'd like to do, there are 40 chapters. The book is not a lengthy book, right?
But the long and short of it is that list became a book.
Oh, it's about 85 pages. But what I'd like to do, maybe in a few minutes, is read some of the chapters. I read the book when it was still a manuscript, and it's so powerful.
And you were very generous with some revisions and help and instruction, and I was greatly encouraged and very, very grateful that you helped out. And we even took some of the stuff that you gave me permission to take about the dinosaurs, which we can get to
the dinosaur soft tissue.
Because people love that chapter.
Oh, I'm just so thrilled. It's fun, right?
Well, it's great because as Ken Ham and the folks over at Answers in Genesis and you say frequently, if we don't have a solid understanding of Genesis, the book, you know, the first book of the Bible, it can oftentimes undermine our faith, especially children.
Right.
You know, for example, if Genesis is just a metaphorical, poetic book that isn't historical and real and a real account of creation of the heavens and the earth, then what's to say that John 3:16 isn't
for God so loved the world that he gave
literal
his only
as well.
Begotten Son. Right. If the foundation is not trustworthy, then the house is not trustworthy. So, Greg, I also, it's neat, the folks who've already endorsed the book, and again, it's not out yet, but R.C. Sproul Jr.
Unbelievable.
Who, we love R.C. We've been in a little spat with him lately, but we love R.C. Sproul Jr., the president of the D. James Kennedy Institute, Dr. Milton, Michael Milton, E. Ray Moore, president of Exodus Mandate. We've talked about him for 15 years on the show. J.C. Watts, hero, former U.S. congressman. Ted Baer, movie guide. Just an extraordinary list of endorsements for this fabulous book.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was very grateful and encouraged with a lot of these people. You know, the Bible says wisdom is found in a multitude of counselors. And I just sent the manuscript to people like yourself and other Christian men and women that I greatly respect. Mm. And the feedback that I got was overwhelmingly positive. Mm. And many of these people that when I sent it, for example, to Michael Milton, who's the head of the D. James Kennedy School of Theology.
Right.
I didn't know him. Our mutual friend Steve Dace did put me in touch with him.
Steve Dace endorsed the book.
Right. Well, Steve Dace did, but he gave, he made the introduction, and I sent it to him, and this response, which is in here, just blew me away. As a matter of fact, I read it right after church one day, and it came through my email. When I was leaving church, and I was absolutely blown away.
Well, could I read Dr. Milton's?
Please do.
Okay, so this is inside the front cover.
Yes.
The 40 lessons that Greg Jackson wants to teach his children that the secular world won't are not only undeniably biblical, but they are unapologetically orthodox. They are not only filled with a realistic worldview of creation, fall, but also a glorious hope of Christ centered redemption, and most importantly, not just for children, but for all of us. We need this today because increasingly, tragically, many in the evangelical world and other conservative Christian communities will not teach these truths. Our 20-year-old baby, in quotes, our 20-year-old baby is studying history at university in Britain. I guarantee you, I will be posting this across the pond to him as soon as I can. So I commend it to the church without reservation. The author and publisher deserve our gratitude. Michael Milton, Dr. Milton, the president of the D. James Kennedy Institute.
Yeah, that was just
that really is exciting. So congratulations.
And of course, you endorsed it as well.
Huh?
You don't remember endorsing it?
No, come to think of it, I do. What an honor that you asked me to, Greg.
Well, I greatly appreciate it, Bob. And, you know, frankly, a lot of the stuff, especially regarding the creation, it's very creation-centric and oriented, came from a lot of the stuff that I learned from you, from your DVDs, and a lot of the great stuff that you talk about on a daily basis, Real Science Radio. Things of that nature that you have instructed me on over the years.
And it's so reciprocal. Our friendship, edification. Real Science Radio is now broadcast every weekend, half a dozen times via shortwave, two different shortwave radio stations to dozens of countries around the world. So, and that's
Praise
because
God.
That's because of you.
Well,
and your friendship and reputation with Rick Wiles.
I made the introduction, but it was really a no-brainer because it fits in so well for his format and what he's building, which is really amazing. Mm. And I think that this is just the tip, just the beginning for you in Real Science Radio.
Well, Fred Williams.
Because it's an important show, and there aren't many, very unique show. And I think what you and Fred have put together. There's such a need for, and I think you've only scratched the surface with Rick's show.
Well, Fred Williams will be here in the studio tonight. We're working on a program for 2 weeks from now. But Greg, the news that keeps coming out in the, you know, through the secular media and the science press, it is so affirming to the biblical Christian worldview over and
so
over.
So exciting.
So now I see that you brought a stack of books.
Yeah.
Let me read my quote that happens to be inside in the first few pages of your book.
Okay. Now, is that the autograph one that I signed for you? Because you're bending that up pretty good. I want to make sure that's not one for our listeners.
From Greg Jackson to Bob Enyart. Yes.
Okay.
This was... thank you for...
All right, no worries.
Thank you. I asked Greg to autograph this for me. And so here, I am bending it. I ruin books. I write all over them.
As long as it's yours.
I make them my own. I make the book my own. I highlight, circle, take notes, sometimes on every page.
Earmark.
Yes. Okay, so here's... And I only want to read this because what people will learn from this. Greg Jackson has done it again. From the conservative Book of the Month selection and then to the Book of the Year selection, Greg has now written a book that every parent and grandparent should read. And those of us with younger kids should read 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die to Them Out Loud. Bob Enyart, pastor, Denver Bible Church, radio host, Real Science Radio, and Bob Enyart Live.
Thank you for that, Bob.
You're very, very welcome.
Very grateful.
So you brought a stack of books.
I brought a stack of books.
I can't read them all, Greg.
Well, first of all, I'm hoping we can do... I want to make a contribution to your show. I know it's a telethon time.
Yeah.
I have 10 books here, and what I'd like to put out an offer to your listeners, who I know are very generous, is that for a minimum donation of $50 to BEL, to keep you guys on the air, but hopefully more. Hopefully if people can afford to give $100, $200, whatever it is that you can afford, because really people are coming alongside BEL and partnering with you. You happen to be the voice that broadcasts over the air, but really it's a team effort. And I'm hoping and really praying that your listeners will generously open up their wallets. Now they're going to get something in return, which is, I believe, this is like my legacy that I'm going to leave for my child that I think a lot of parents can leave for their kids. As a matter of fact, one prominent radio show host that I'm friends with, Doug Hagman, who has, they have the largest,
Hagman and Hagman,
said to me that, and he means this, he's a very genuine guy, that with his will and valuables that he's leaving for his wife and his kids, he's getting toward the end of his life, too, so he doesn't, you know, tomorrow's never promised. He said he's going to make it required reading for any of his kids before they are able to get access to any of the material possessions that he's going to leave behind.
Oh,
and that, to me, just really touched me, because that's why I wrote it, because really the truth is so much more important than anything material that we could leave behind. That's our the greatest thing that we could give to our posterity is the wisdom that we've acquired over the years. And to pass that on to our kids is not only the most important thing that we can give them, but I think it's our primary obligation and duty, really, as parents, to be the primary instructors of our children's moral and spiritual upbringing. I know you agree with me on this.
And what a powerful thing that he said. He's putting this in his will.
So back to the books, though.
Yeah.
I would say that the first 10 callers, what's the number here?
800-8-N-YART. That's 800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278, and online at kgov.com.
KGOV.com. They can email, and please put on the title... 40 things.
40 things.
40 things.
So if they email Bob at kgov.com.
Yeah, they can hit the donation button. Just say how much you donated.
Donate.
Right.
And the first 10 will get a copy of...
Autograph copy.
Or are these autographed already?
Yeah, I've already autographed. We're going to put the names in them.
Okay, yeah.
The inscriptions. But and then we're going to put people's names in them. And they're going to get a copy of 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die, The Simple American Truths About Life, Family, and Faith.
Oh,
and, you know, Doug McBurney has helped out with this book. Will Duffy has helped out with this book. You've helped out with this book. So many people from the Bob Enyart Live family have been a part of this book. And I know that it will bless our listeners who get a hold of it. It's a short read. And
well, I'd like to read some of the chapter titles.
Go ahead.
The book, it's about 90 pages. This is not,
96 pages total.
40 Things to Teach Your Children
Short
Before You Die.
Simple truths.
It's They're
so simple that they don't require 400 pages.
The subtitle, The Simple American Truths About Life, Family, and Faith. Some of the chapters are 3-4 pages. Some of them are 2 pages because, like you said, they're simple and direct, right?
Yes.
And by the way, folks are calling. Thank you for calling.
Any donations of over $10,000, I will fly to your home and I will have dinner with you. I will buy you dinner and I will autograph 10 books for you in person.
Okay.
That's now, for $10,000 or more.
You're being serious?
Absolutely. You have okay. it. I'm assuming this show's recorded.
Yes. Right. It is. All right. Well, hey, that'd be such an honor. You know, we struggle here at Bob and Yurt Life. I'm not a professional fundraiser, as you know.
Well, truth be known, you don't like asking.
Well,
any of your listeners,
but
it is listener bait. We don't have commercials.
Half of the telethon month, I get my staff is so angry at me because every other day I forget to mention it's the telethon.
I'd rather listen to you talk about the great materials that you guys are putting out, like the global flood and the hydroplate theory,
which
I hope
about
I
that.
Can take a copy home. By the way, can I watch this DVD that I heard you talking about yesterday?
Or Blu-ray.
The global flood. And the hydroplate theory is it going to be appropriate for my 9-year-old son?
Well, you know, we've had a lot of kids. First of all, they were at the seminar, and they loved it, homeschool families, when we filmed this. And we've had kids since watch it. And, you know, some parts are, like part 2 is very intriguing for kids. So I would say at Jake at 9 years old, part 2, he'll love it. He won't even feel like he's coming in halfway through. He'll just love it. Because it's science and the scientific evidence for the global flood, and especially for the hydroplate theory, which is that the water for the flood was under the crust when God created the earth.
Got it.
So, Greg, thanks. In
fact, I can't wait to watch it.
We just got another order just minutes ago from a physician for his 14-year-old son in Alaska.
I love it.
In Alaska. And when we got
this is part one?
No, that's all part 1, 2, 3.
Right. Part 1,
it's
2, and 3. All in one
in the set.
Neat set.
If you got Blu-ray, it's on one disc. If you order the DVD, it's on 2 discs.
Okay.
And so, Greg, a physician wants this video, ordered it now for his 14-year-old son, and I find out that in Wasilla, Alaska, it turns out that 2 BEL listeners just found each other, not knowing they live 5 miles apart in Alaska.
Wow.
And so this program, being consistent for all this time, is reaching around the country and even around the world. But we're not good at fundraising. We need help.
Well, it's good to know, you know, your limitations and your strengths and your talents. But the bottom line, Bob, is that you guys have been faithfully sowing the seed. So I'm not surprised.
Well,
and when you faithfully sow the seed, you know, some will grow on fertile ground, fertile soil. Some will, you know, some of that seed is going to be eaten up, scorched, and pecked away. But it's good to know, and I'm not surprised.
Well,
so congratulations.
Well, thank you. I'd like to read some of the titles of the chapters.
Let's do it.
Okay. You were created by, Gail from Wheat Ridge, a book for a $50 donation.
Thank you, Gail.
Greg, I'm checking each one of these as we're talking to make sure they're all autographed.
Should we give the number out one more time?
800-8-
Enyart,
800-836-9278. Enyart is spelled Enyart. So 1-800-8.
Yep.
We just got a $100 donation for a book from Denver, and we're not to say the first
anonymous
name on the air.
We'll just,
anonymous.
Okay.
So they're all autographed.
Well,
so, wow.
I can't wait to send these books out. We gave the number. It's a minimum of $50. Be generous, folks. Oh. Let's come alongside Bob and the BEL family here, and let's be as generous as we can today. That's my prayer. $50 minimum, but hopefully some people will pull out $100, couple hundred bucks.
Greg, thank you. And, you know, when we plan to do this show,
we
this
love
show,
you for what
Greg,
you do faithfully every day.
Thank you, Greg.
This so important.
This show, when I invited Greg on the program to promote his book, it was about a month ago, and it had nothing to do with the telethon. It had to do with telling people about your book. Greg Jackson calls me yesterday, and he said, Bob, the show is going to be about the telethon. We need to raise money for your program. And thank you for being gracious, Greg. But so here are some chapter titles.
Yes.
You were created by God. That's a straightforward.
You are not an animal.
Two-page chapter. You're not an animal.
You're not an ape.
You're not a pig, a dog, an ape.
You're not to act like one.
You're not a mold. You are.
Yeah, you're made in the very image of God.
You're made in the image of God. That's the chapter. Here's the chapter.
Yeah, you're fearfully and wonderfully made.
Here's another. Your life began at conception.
Yes.
Such simple and basic truths that are essential for a proper understanding of who am I. And what are my obligations as a human being?
Yeah, you're a living human being the moment the sperm fertilizes the egg.
Wow.
Now, you can have that type of conversation with a young child.
Oh, yeah.
You don't have to get too graphic.
Right.
And they understand, oh, a sperm and an egg. And, you know, there's ways that you can communicate to them. But you want them to understand at a very young age. Because, look, somebody is going to brainwash your kid.
Yes.
Somebody's going to indoctrinate your kid. Shouldn't it be you?
And Greg, in two pages.
I want my kid to know that he was fearfully and wonderfully made and fully alive and fully human the moment daddy's sperm inseminated mommy's ovum or egg.
And Greg, the passages of scripture that just fall naturally out of your text, it's so beautiful that God formed my inward parts. He wove me in my mother's womb. And then you even go on to talk about John the Baptist, who leapt for joy in his mother's womb before he was born. And in the book of Exodus, the penalty for killing an unborn child.
So we knew John the Baptist, who leapt in his mother's womb, wasn't a head of lettuce. We know that he was.
Right. He wasn't
a tumor. Because heads of lettuce don't leap for joy.
And he wasn't a tumor. Tumors don't have emotions. And you. And in the oldest known summary of Christian teachings, you quote, "You shall not murder a child by abortion, nor kill them when they're born." So that's another. Here's another chapter. God created and defined marriage.
Pretty simple.
So it's not up to us to say what marriage is.
Right, because
God told us.
Human beings don't possess the authority to redefine what God himself has already defined. End of story, case closed. So we don't put it up for a vote. We want our kids to understand that we don't have the power or authority to make those decisions, to redefine the words that God himself has defined.
Amen. Then another chapter, God created the heavens and the earth in six literal days.
Yes, the book of Genesis is a historical account. It's a literal account of how the heavens and the earth was created. Mm-hmm. And it's not some metaphorical, poetic, symbolic book, as some would assert, and it's important that our kids have a solid foundation, and that's why I decided, you know, the book is very creation-oriented and creation-centric, because without a firm grasp and understanding of our beginnings, our Genesis, you know, I think it serves to undermine the rest of the Bible.
Well, I love this chapter now. Man and dinosaurs were both created on the sixth day. You're teaching so much just with the chapter title. Man and dinosaurs.
That's an important one.
Were created. God made dinosaurs. God made man.
On the same day.
Made us both on the same day.
So dinosaurs didn't precede human beings by millions and billions of years in quotations.
Right.
We know that because God explicitly says that he created the all land-dwelling animals, which includes, right, of every species and kind, which includes dinosaurs, on the same day that he created man. Of course, he saved the best for last, but there was no gap in between.
And Greg, your book comes out next week.
Yes.
And you mention in the book of Job that God describes Behemoth, the largest of the creatures that dwell on earth that he created. And have you heard of the dinosaur named Dreadnoughtus? They just discovered it. They've just unearthed it. It is more massive. It is heavier than a Boeing 737.
So we might need to update the book. By the way, thank you for your help in this chapter. I don't know what chapter it is. I'm not looking
chapter
at it.
Chapter 10.
Chapter 10. I believe large portions of this chapter came from your website.
Well,
you gave me permission to print.
Soft tissue page.
The soft tissue page.
And it teaches kids that scientists around the world are publishing papers in the world's most prestigious scientific journals, and that they're finding soft tissue inside of dinosaur bones. They're finding, and you list, blood vessels,
that
red
couldn't
blood
have lasted
cells,
longer than 5,000
years. Proteins, collagen, hemoglobin, even decomposing dinosaur DNA.
Yeah, evidence for a young earth.
And kids will be so excited to find out that there is soft tissue from a T-Rex.
And by the way, it's not just children. I think that the parents are going to be kind of blown away by a lot of this, too.
Yeah, I wonder the people who've endorsed the book, if they were all aware of the dinosaur soft tissue before. I'm not sure, because many Christians don't know.
Sure.
The word is still getting out.
I didn't know that it was that extensive until you shared it with me.
We're doing our
best. I follow
it
pretty closely, but I do think that this book is definitely going to be instructive for adults as well.
Greg, one of the nation's most famous...
Written for children, but simple enough that even adults will be able to understand it.
Yeah, right? One of the nation's most famous scientists.
Yes.
I won't mention his name. Mm-hmm. Yesterday, he and I talked for 2 hours off air. He's not a young earth creationist. He asked me about dinosaur soft tissue. He Googled it. He saw we're right at the top. He went to the page. He was stunned by how many peer-reviewed papers have been published. They're finding it everywhere, and now that Dreadnoughtus, we've predicted that they're going to find soft tissue inside the bones. They found 130 bones of the largest dinosaur. It dwarfs a T-Rex. A T-Rex is like 8 tons. This is 65 tons.
Wow.
65 tons.
Talk about an inconvenient truth for the evolutionist.
And it's a vegetarian, and that's what the Bible says about behemoth.
That's right.
That the other animals of the field played around it. They weren't afraid of it, and it ate grass. It's so fun to know God and to read his word.
Amen.
So then you've got a chapter, Noah's Flood Was Worldwide. I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's one of the basic lies that kids are told.
Just even a regional flood or made up.
Fear God, not man. I'll just read some of these chapter titles. Judge righteously.
Yeah, how many times have we taught not to judge? You should
important.
Never judge. But the Bible says the opposite.
And all these Christian leaders endorsing this book, which is teaching we have to judge rightly.
Mm-hmm.
You are called to be sexually pure. You are called to preach the gospel. God has defined right and wrong. There is only one race of people, the human race. And then two more, truth is not relative. And the most important thing in this life is where you will spend eternity. Wow.
That's right. And I saved the best for last. That's number 40.
Yeah. What a great book. And so I wonder how many kids will come to know the Lord through this book.
Well, that's the main hope, is that it leads people to Christ.
Yeah.
You know, in the days in which we're living, all the stuff that's going on right now, I think, you know, people wonder, what can I do? Well, the first thing you can do is teach your kids the truth and lead them to Jesus. Because once you have that taken care of, then you're not afraid to die. And then you're not afraid to live the abundant life that God has called you to. And
Greg,
that's my hope, is that kids have that blessed hope, which we have as born-again Christians, knowing that when we die, we're going to spend eternity in heaven.
Amen.
With
Greg,
Jesus
with
forever.
The Lord and with one another. Greg Jackson, Greg G-R-E-G-G Jackson, 40 Things to Teach Your Children Before You Die. Greg, thank you so much. What an honor that you're here. Our website, kgov.com, 800-8-NER. God bless you.